Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President of Lely North America, Chad Heiser, joins us on today's program to discuss the grand opening of their new headquarters, Lely Park. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Well, Chad, it's finally here. You and I have been talking about this project on and off the microphone for about 2 or 3 years now. Lely Park is constructed, it's completed, and yesterday you had a big event to really celebrate what is happening here at Lely. First of all, what does it mean to be at this point, to have this new headquarters in the Pella city limits, and to really be able to celebrate this advancement for the company?
You know, you're correct. It's been a journey we've been on for a number of years, actually. Probably started clear back over 10 years ago when we made our first expansion investment here in the Pella area. But as we look at Lely Park here today and you know, the grand opening we held yesterday with a lot of special guests, really is just kind of that next step in what we believe is a very viable and strong future, not only for our team here in Pella, for the facility, but as we're excited about the future of agriculture. And really those two things come together, and Lely Park is where we're going to make that happen.
Well, and this obviously is celebrated alongside a lot of advancements that you've made. For people who don't know, Lely's been here almost 20 years now, at least in your role you have been. And then at Vermeer, really, since then, when you built the headquarters up there and joined their campus, and now moving here. As you look back now on the almost past two decades, what excites you most about what has happened and how that set the stage for what's to come?
Yeah, you know, I think we knew, and I think as an innovative company for over 75 years, we've always had kind of an eye toward what's next. And 30 years ago, when we introduced the first and invented the first robotic milking system, was really our first step into what I call is modern precision agriculture, and specifically dairy production, you know, precision dairy operations. So the advancements that we've seen as a company in the last 15 to 20 years around that have been exciting. They've allowed us to do what we're doing here today. But probably what excites me more than anything is that technology that we'll continue to innovate, that becomes available to us to integrate with our systems, is only moving at a faster pace. So as we look at modern agriculture, technology continues to play a more important role day over day in the decision making, the way the farm operates, the way they manage livestock, the way they manage resources. All of those aspects that our dairy producers and our farmers across the country are tasked with doing every day. We see an exciting role for our technology in that kind of farming ecosystem that is really going to be driven by data and technology.
Now, this facility got through a lot of hurdles. There was a lot of support from the state, the county, and the city to make this happen. And one of the questions I know I asked you when the decision was first announced was, why stay in Pella? Why continue here? Especially, you told the story of some of the damage suffered at the Vermeer campus. They chose to obviously stay here too. What makes Pella so special to Lely's operation when you first joined here, you know, again, almost 20 years ago, to what it means to really put the roots in deeper here on the southeast side of town?
Yeah, you know, it's a question we often get because, you know, as you look at our expansion, you know, it's not that we're in the dairy capital of the world. Certainly there's livestock and dairy farms in the area, but a lot of it early on and even today in our decision came down to just an environment of a team, both locally, regionally, at the state level, that just was supportive of and excited to continue to try and attract and give us a platform to grow in. Our team members that we already had based here, we've been fortunate to find wonderful team members. We're going to continue to grow that team. We look at this area and we believe that growth can happen here. And we do look forward to calling this Lely Park and this campus home for many, many years to come. We could have picked up roots and expanded elsewhere for various reasons. But if you look at the whole part of that decision, labor availability, general kind of business climate, the supply chain that exists in and around this area was conducive 10 years ago and is even more conducive today to support the demands that we have for materials and supplies that we put into our equipment. So we're excited to see what that's going to continue to build upon and look like. So it was all those factors that really kind of led us back to the decision to say, you know what, Pella's where we want to be.
Well, in the community itself, we'll have a chance coming up later today, 4 to 7 p.m. They'll want to park either at Vermeer or a nearby church to get shuttled here, but the Little Big Road Radio will be here. They'll get a chance to see the building itself. So if you want to give a little teaser as to what we're sitting in, I know you announced it was LEED certified silver, which is a big deal in terms of sustainability. What is the campus structure like itself, and why was it designed this way?
Yeah, no, you touched on it. Was really both the physical building and the campus at large was really first and foremost thought around sustainability and being good stewards of the resources. You know, we were fortunate to find a family who was willing to share their agricultural heritage with us, and the DeYoung family, that we were grateful to be able to find and come to an agreement to have this property now move into what we want to do with it. So as your listeners come out today to visit us at the open house, you know, they're going to see a growing landscape on the outside. We've replanted over 150 native Iowa tree species. Prairie grasses are starting to come up as we move into the warmer summer months. And that landscape will really start to continue to take shape as that time passes. Now, if you move into the physical structure, you're going to see a fairly modern facility. You're going to see a lot of different styles of workspaces. You're going to see a very, what I would call a very unique manufacturing and operational facility, something like I've never been around. A lot of design features went into it. Primarily, we wanted to create a connection from the outside world into the facility, and equally from inside, anywhere in the building, being able to see outside, natural light, create an environment for our employees that they want to come back and work in and be productive in. And I think we've accomplished it. The feedback we've gotten, you know, throughout the grand opening, and certainly as we've been in the facility now for a couple of months, we're pretty happy with where it's at right now.
Hear part two with Chad Heiser about the opening of Lely North America's new headquarters on Monday's Let's Talk Pella. An open house will be held today for the community from 4 to 7 p.m. with shuttles available to transport people to the new facility. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.